This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Building robots for agriculture is a challenging task. Getting them distributed to farm country is a whole other challenge altogether. Burrow founder Charlie Anderson explained why this is challenging for highly specialized farm technology and how he solved it with his versatile human-scale machines.
To go broad and mass market, you really have to sell through dealers. I don't see another way. But there are 17,000 dealers across the U.S. and Canada that sell agriculture, forestry, construction equipment, and kind of commercial landscaping stuff. There's no way to replicate that access without selling through that dealer channel. If you're selling through a dealer, what is a dealer's job to be done versus a customer's job to be done? And what I found is that a dealer's job to be done is to carry one thing that is not a one-trick pony, but actually one thing that can do a couple very high-volume jobs to be done. And so in my view, what John Deere and Kubota and CNH and Cat and others have done is they built a line of products or a brand that a dealer can carry that appeals to agriculture, construction, mining, forestry, consumer, and a couple other areas. And the reason they do that is that if you don't do that, then a group in the area can't carry enough of a product to actually make money off of it.
Learn more at burrow.ai. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.